We're talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. And Daryl, let's talk about this cattle on feed report just out this afternoon from USDA. And give me, first of all, your overall assessment. Give me the numbers and what are you thinking of them right off the top of your head?
Well, this, you know, I guess as a general assessment, I think this report will be viewed a little bit negatively. It's hard to predict how the market might react to it. But if you think about a cattle market and a futures market in particular that's been pretty strong here lately and all this, but also looking like it might be near some sort of a seasonal top, this might be the thing that puts that top in. So that said, you know, the on-feed total actually came in just fractionally up from last year. Which was, you know, the pre-report estimate was for it to be down fractionally, so not a major difference, but it is up slightly. Placements would be the surprise in this report if you identified one. Placements came in at 111% of last year. The average trade guess was about 106, although there were analysts that thought it would be at least up around 8 to 9% up. And I think in some cases there's not that much surprise that the placements come in this big. But again, how the trade overall will react to it, I think, is still a little bit suspect. The marketing's number was pretty close to expected, up about 10% from this time last year.
Now, you know, with that placement number where it is, I guess, is this a response to the fact that this market has been maybe a little bit better than a lot of people thought it would be?
Well, I think it does reflect a couple things. Obviously, it reflects just a general growing supply of feeder cattle. There's more cattle out there coming through the pipeline, and so we're going to see increased placements just from the standpoint of that pipeline of supplies that continues to grow. But I think probably more importantly, it reflects the fact that when you look at the change in improvements for feedlot margins, feedlot profitability looks much better. Feedlots have been more willing to place cattle, so they're jumping on these cattle. And so that's not really surprising either at this point.
When you look at that marketing number, this tells me as much as anything that we're still, pretty current in what we're doing.
I think that's right. And in fact, I think the main point that's been missed in some cases in the last few months, we put a lot of attention generally most months on the placement number, looking ahead to what's coming at us. But I think there's been, probably some people have overlooked the marketing's number for the last several months. We've had very aggressive marketings. We've pulled cattle ahead. I think what we've done over the last 6 to 8 months with marketings is what really sets up the strong cattle market that we have today. And as long as that continues, the fact that placements are up is less of an issue because we are current. We're moving these cattle in a timely fashion. We're keeping carcass weights down. And all of that is the best possible way you can handle a growing number of cattle coming through the system.
When you look at where we are right now, with this, this overall on feed number, just under 11 million head, you feel like that we're continuing to be, pretty well where you would think we would be, given the fact that we are gradually starting to increase the overall cattle supply.
I really do. Again, I mean, if anything, I think so far this year we've been somewhat pleasantly surprised with the strength in this cattle market. I think there's reasons, again, that date back to last year in terms of what we did that set that up. So I'm comfortable with where we are. I'm comfortable with the idea that we're going to go through, the rest of the year here, even with, increasing overall supplies. But that doesn't necessarily have to translate into a lot of additional pressure. We've just described that we're handling these supplies as good as you can from the standpoint of moving them timely, keeping weights down. The other side of it, of course, is that we've got very strong beef demand that's really helping support the market and absorb these additional supplies. So I'm comfortable with where we are, and I'm comfortable that we can maintain a relatively strong market here for the foreseeable future, knowing that, of course, we're going to have some seasonality here. We're going to see these prices break from the spring peaks here any time now. But that's a seasonal thing, and I don't think it has to be more than that.
So have we seen the highs of the year, you think, on the especially on the finished cattle?
At one time we thought January might be the highs, and that wasn't true. And then we thought about a month ago was the highs, and it dipped down a little bit. It's come back this week and actually set new highs again. So it's a little risky for anyone to say this is the high, but I think, you know, I think it's pretty inevitable that we're close to that high. You know, and again, we don't necessarily have to break hard, but we'll probably turn over here and start working our way lower, if not in the immediate future, in the next week or two, but sometime fairly soon we'll see this market top out for the spring.
One other, I guess, kind of related to all of this, it seems like that we've got, and maybe this is a reflection of that placement number, as there's been a fair amount of competition on these yearling cattle, the yearling cattle and the calves for that matter. The price has been really pretty good in recent weeks. Is that reflected in this placement number, you think?
I think it is. I think, you know, and a lot of times, you know, if you look at what the feeder market has done in the past month, and we've had some strength in particularly in the heavier weight feeder cattle in the last 3 weeks or a month, then we see a larger placement number, and it kind of tells you that that's where it was coming from. There was that demand for those cattle, and we have seen that strength. Again, margins have improved for feedlots, and of course, when that happens, feedlots inevitably bid that back into feeder cattle prices to some extent. But they're not overdoing it necessarily because they're being pretty careful because they haven't had a lot of profitability in recent years. But they haven't had to overdo it because, again, supplies are generally adequate out there for them and will be for the foreseeable future. So it's all kind of working the way it's supposed to work at this point in time in general. You know, in this current report, if you look at the weight breakdowns, it was pretty heavily concentrated in the 700 to 800 pound weight range, which is kind of, you know, typical feeder cattle weight range. The heavier weights over 800 pounds were up about 8%. As well, which is not a big number, but, you know, the 700 to 800 pounders were up almost 27%. And that's a little bit bunched up. Those cattle are going to come out in mid to late August on into September, more than likely. But I don't see this as a major problem. Again, it'll be part of that summer kind of low that we look at that time of the year. But I don't think this really changes things a great deal for that point in time.
All righty, Daryl, appreciate your time. Dr. Daryl Peel from OSU on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.